So later on, when we divide into groups, we can pray for four things. So let's pray together. Lord, we thank you.
主啊, 我们感谢你,
for your salvation.
谢谢你的救恩,
we pray for Jonathan.
为Jonathan祷告,
your healing hand will touch him.
你这只手啊, 触摸他,
and in Jesus' name, we command this disease to be gone.
命令这个疾病要退去,
your good gift is for your children.
你的好礼物是给你的儿女的,
thank you.
谢谢你,
thank you for King healing.
谢谢你,
we pray for Jenny in China too.
也为国内的Jenny祷告,
continue to protect her.
继续保守她,
and to be with her.
继续与她同在,
provide strength and joy and peace.
你的力量平安与她同在,
in such a new working environment.
这样一个新的工作的环境里面,
the good work you have started, you are going to finish.
开始的这个好的工作必要完成,
and we pray for her.
我们为她祷告,
and also pray for every brother and sister here,
而且为每一位弟兄姐妹祷告,
and also our family members,
还有我们的家人,
our loved ones,
我们所爱的人,
we lift them up before your throne.
我们把他托起, 托到你, 带到你的面前,
Lord, your promise said,
主啊,你已经
if one believes in Jesus, the whole household will be saved.
相信你,
the testimony happened in generations, even happened in my family, will happen to every brother and sister.
在,
every member in the family will be saved.
家里面的每一位成员都要得救,
will come to the light.
要会来到这个光面前,
will receive the eternal life.
接受这个永恒的生命,
will receive healing.
会接受这医治,
will receive freedom.
会接受这自由,
receive joy and peace from Lord Jesus Christ.
平安喜乐从耶稣基督而来,
we give thanks in advance.
我们提前献上感恩,
thank you.
谢谢你,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today,
今天,
where's Duncan, Brother Duncan is going to share the message. Okay, maybe he's in the washroom. So, tell your neighbor, good news.
左边的旁,左边右边的人说,
remember the good news. Good news is your sins are taken away.
就是你的罪已经被洁净了,
this is what the Bible said.
这就是圣经里说的,
and John Baptist pointed to Jesus.
约翰,
behold, the Lamb of God.
对耶稣说, 看啊, 这是神的羔羊,
will take away the sins of the world.
他会除去世人的罪孽,
so we need to know him.
所以我们需要认识他,
our sins, we know already taken away.
我们知道这个罪他已经除去了,
but many people don't know.
但很多人还不知道,
so we need to tell them.
所以我们需要告诉他,
we need to believe.
需要相信,
it's a free gift.
这是免费的礼物,
the one who believes,
相信的人,
have living water,
gush out of the water. 从那腹中要流出来,
I can see from everyone, everyone's face,
每一个人的面孔,
the life, new life,
你的生命.
Okay, that's Duncan, would you come up?
欢迎Duncan弟兄.
But Brother Duncan,
Duncan弟兄,
many people have heard his testimony.
听说了他的见证,
and he loves the Lord. He was a businessman. He is still a businessman. And he has a lot of testimonies.
他有很多的见证,
has a deep understanding of the Bible.
他有对圣经有很深的理解,
and let him share the word of God.
让他分享神的话语,
translate.
我来,
thank you, Alvin.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
The reason God gave us the Spirit.
神赐给我们圣灵的原因。
For a very important reason.
是有一个非常重要的理由。
Because Spirit is life.
因为灵就是生命。
God's word without the Spirit, it will not work.
因为神的话没有神的灵，不工作。
It's like a car without an engine, it will not work.
就像一个汽车没有引擎的话，它不能工作。
God gave us Spirit is the greatest gift you can ever have in your life.
那神给我们圣灵，这是最大的灵，在我们生命里面最重要的灵。
Because this is Spirit of love.
因为这个灵就是爱的灵
Spirit of peace
也就是平安的灵
Spirit of joy
就是这个喜乐的灵
Without that
没有那个
There's no love
如果没有爱
No peace
没有平安
No joy in the world
没有这个喜乐在这个世上
Even as a non-believer God still gives you love, joy, peace
即使你是一个非基督徒，神也给你不同程度的喜乐。事实上这是免费的。
Without telling you，
但是他虽然没有告诉你。
But once you read the Bible, you know this love, joy, peace is from God。
但是在你读圣经的时候，你知道这是喜乐、和平和这个爱是从神来的。
So that's why the Bible, you know, the Bible's focus the spirit on this is the spirit of love.
所以呢，圣经就把这个灵呢说这是爱的灵
，spirit of peace.
这是和平的灵
，spirit of joy.
这是喜乐的灵。
But this is a different kind of love, joy, peace.
但是呢，这是一个阶段，是一个不同的。
The love is unconditional love, the love like Jesus sacrificed to die for the sinner.
但是神的爱呢是无条件的，就是耶稣基督在十字架上为众罪人舍命。
The peace is different kind of peace.
这个平安也是不同的平安。
In the most trying situation, most difficult time, you still have peace.
在很多很艰难的试炼环境里面，你很有平安在。
The true peace is when you're in chaos, there's still peace in your heart.
在你生活里面充满了这个混乱的时候，你很有。
That's why Jesus said, "In this world you have trouble."
所以耶稣讲，在这个世上有苦难。
In me,
但是在我里面
you have peace.
也有平安。
But this is not the peace the world gave you.
但是这个平安不是世界所能给的。
It's a special gift.
这是一个特别的恩典。
It's a peace of God that's eternal, always continuous.
那这是从神而来的永恒的不断的一个平安
like a spring water is coming from the mountain
就像泉水从山上流下
it's a quiet peace
是一个非常温柔安静的一个平安
the joy God gave us different too
那这个喜乐也是不一样的
this joy is the joy from the Lord
那这个平安呢喜乐呢是从主来的
This joy gives you strength
那圣经上讲呢主的平安
It's power
他给你能力
The joy of the Lord is my strength
圣经上讲呢主赐的喜乐就是我的力量
That's why we can live a good life
所以我们因此而能够做一个基督徒
So the most important thing when Jesus was baptized
那非常重要的当耶稣在受洗的时候
He came out from the water.
他从水里面起来
The Bible said the Holy Spirit come down on him as a dove.
那圣经讲的就是说圣灵降在他的身上像鸽子一样
Physically like a bodily form.
能够看得见的摸得见的就是一个鸽子降在
他身上 There's a voice from heaven, he said.
那声音从天上
This is my son.
说这是我的爱子
Whom I love.
这是我所爱的
From him.
从他
I take delight.
我心里喜悦
Who bring me joy.
是他给我的心带来喜悦
The first thing Jesus come to this world to bring us joy.
那耶稣来到世上第一个就是给我们带来平安和喜乐
Because a king was born.
因为 这个王已经诞生了。
A new salvation is coming.
新的一个救恩已经来到。
The new heaven and earth is inaugurating.
那新天新地已经在开始彰显。
There is something new happening.
那新的事情开始。
Like in the springtime.
就像在春天。
When you see the flower coming from the mountain.
你看到山上的花开了。
The first from the flower.
你看到这个迎春的花开了。
You know the spring is coming.
你知道春天来了。
The whole thing will be turned around to be green, to be alive again.
那整个的大地复苏，生命的气息来到。
So that's why the first thing a Christian lives on earth, the first thing is we must live by joy.
所以我们生活在这个世界上，第一重要的就是喜乐。
The first thing we bring joy to God.
那第一个，我们给神带来这样一个喜悦。
If you are children,
如果你有孩子的话
，You look at children.
你看着你的孩子
，They bring joy to you.
他给你带来喜悦。
Is priceless.
那这种喜悦是不能用言语来形容的。
God created us for one purpose, that He created a family.Create children because children will bring you joy.
那神造了人，造了家庭，造了孩子，等孩子能给他带来喜悦。
So we must bring God joy.
我们必须要给神带来喜悦。
And we live by the Spirit, we can bring joy to God.
那我们因着圣灵呢，我们能够给神带来喜悦。
The first thing God gives us the Spirit of joy, then we can bring joy to God already.
那首先神把这个喜乐的灵赐给我们，我们就可以给神带来喜悦。
That's why, as a father, as a mother, you look at the baby for some reason.
那所以作为父亲母亲，你看着你自己的婴孩
，You're joyful.
你就觉得很喜悦。
For no reason.
你没法解释。
You're changing the diaper.
你来这个换尿布。
It's a mess.
那是一个mess.
You're joyful.
脏很糟，但是呢，你会很喜欢。
Because this is something mysterious.
因为这是一个奥秘。
God gives a gift of joy.
因为神把一个喜悦的恩赐。
Even in the most trying situation.
甚至在你最大困难的时候。
Most difficult time.
在这个艰难的时候。
In sickness.
甚至在这个疾病的时候。
Christians still can be joyful.
那基督徒还会有喜乐。
Because we rejoice in the Lord.
因为我们在主里面喜乐。
We bring joy to God.
因为我们把喜悦带给上帝。
The first thing we bring joy to God.
那第一个事情，我们就是把喜悦带给上帝。
That is one of the purpose of living on earth, which is very big.
那这个非常重要，我们生活在这个世上的一个目的，就是要有喜乐。
Only 80 years.
我们在地上八九十岁。
It's like a blink of your eyes.
啊，好像一眨眼。
So don't take it too seriously about that, because this is temporary.
你要知道这，不要把这个生命看得太严肃，因为它是暂时。
Because the eternal joy is awaiting us in heaven.
因为天上的这个永远的这个喜乐在等待。
But we still have to bring joy to God. Be a good children.
但是我们同时，我们也要做一个好的神的儿女，把喜乐带给。
Think about that. If you are bad, God still love you.
那事实上，如果你不怎么样，神还是爱你。
If you mess up, God still love you.
如果你搞得很糟，他还在。
If you're greedy, God still loves you.
如果你很贪婪，神还在。
Think about if you are obedient child.
那如果你相信你是一个顺服的孩子会怎么样？如果你一个非常好的男孩怎么样呢
？How much joy can you bring to God?
你会给神带来多少的喜
？But regardless, joy and joy, God enjoys us.
那不管怎么样，神还是喜悦我。
And we have a responsibility to bring joy to God.
那我们有一个责任，是要把喜悦带给神。
Second,
第二点
，we can bring joy to God.
对，我们就是可以把喜悦
how
带给神是怎么样
？God gave us a standard.
那神也给我们一个标准。
Romans chapter 15.
那这是罗马书十七章。
15.
负十五章。
十五章。At the end, Jesus said.
在后最后这个使徒保罗讲。
That is in the Romans chapter. Let me see where is it. Sorry, chapter 14:17.
就是
十四。Oh, sorry, 15.
十五章。
15. Anyway, I will just paraphrase for you. It says right, the God of hope will fill you with joy and peace.
就是诗人有盼望的神，迎着信赖前住房的喜乐要充满。
When we trust in Him,
当我们信靠他的时候。
The God of hope will fill you with joy and peace when we trust in Him.
所以呢，这个赐盼望的神呢，就会有喜乐平安来充满你的心。
Overflowing with hope.
而且他说要怎么呢？大有喜乐。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
王有喜乐是圣灵而来的能力。
Actually, it's not too bad. We can bring joy to God very easy. That's a phone number there.
所以呢，从这里看到呢，要给神要带来喜乐是很容易的一件事情。
It's 15 rejoice.
13.
Remember that. That's a very
十五章十三节，很重要的一个经文，你可以记下。
God will fill you with joy and peace as you trust in Him.
因着信他呢，他会有诸般的喜乐和平安来充满你的心。
When we trust God, actually, you will feel with joy and peace.
我们就有喜乐和平安充满。
When we trust God, God will
be
happy to give us joy and peace.
他会很喜悦把平安和喜乐赐给我们。
Not only that,
不仅如此
the sentence to describe it is overflowing.
事实上，这些经文讲的呢，是充而满，满而溢。
This trust, peace, joy, and peace is overflowing with hope.
这个时候呢，是满而溢，溢出来的是盼望。
It's not by you.
啊，这不是从你而来。
It's not by circumstances.
也不是从环境而来。
It's not by money.
也不是从金钱而来。
Not by your friends.
也不是说从你的朋友而来。
Is overflowing by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而是从圣灵来的能力让他来溢出来。
Remember the key principle. The Holy Spirit will keep empowering you.
那这里有一个原则呢，就是说圣灵会不断的充满你。
Key means keep empowering you.
就是 key 的 key 就是钥匙，就是 keep empowering，
as,
不断的来。
As means successfully.
呀，不断的来充满你。
The Holy Spirit can empower you successfully.
啊，就是圣灵呢，有很非常成功的会要充满。
When you trust Him,
如果你信靠他。
If you don't trust Him,
如果你不信他。
That's why you don't have love, joy, and peace.
所以你就没有平安和喜乐在。
You don't trust anyone.
If you 不信任任何人。
There's no joy and peace between each other.
在你和那个人中间没有任何的平安。
You don't trust your government.
如果你不相信你的丈夫
，government，
是你的政府。
Look at the mess in Hong Kong.
你看看这个香港所发生的事。
Trust and peace is a basic thing. We will create relationship.
就说这个信心和这个平安呢，这是基本的一个关系之间的一个钥匙。
In business, you build trust.
那信任这是基本。
Without trust, there's no business.
那从这个做生意也是这样，没有信任，没有生意可做。
No banking.
那不可能做这个银行。
No nothing.
也不可能做任何事情。
God is a God of principle. He knows trust is the major thing. If you want to fill with joy and peace.
神是一个有原则的神，他的原则就是通过信心来工作，也有信心就有喜乐平安。
So we have faith in God.
所以呢，我们在主里面也有信心。
Your God is a small God.
那你的神是一个小的神呢
？If you believe a small God, I better change your mind.
那如果你信靠一个很小的神，你最好要改变你的想法。
You better believe a big God.
你要相信一个很大的神。
The big God is bigger than anyone else.
这个很大的神，他要超过、大过任何的人。
That's bigger than your understanding.
任何的思想。
Bigger than your comprehension.
任何你能够所显现到的。
His way sometimes is inscrutable.
那他的这个道路，很多时候是不可测度的。
Unsearchable.
好多时候你搞不明白。
That's why your God is a big God.
因为你的神是一个很大的神。
And he said, I will be with you.
但是呢，他说我要和你同在。
All the day of your life, live on your life.
在你一生的年日。
My presence will go with you.
那我的同在和你。
I'll give you joy and peace.
我会给你平安喜乐。
Can you trust him? Of course, you can trust.
那我们能不能信靠他？
Do not trust yourself.
那不要信靠你自己。
Do not trust your boss to give you a raise.
那不要在心里的这个老板只是给你提供。
Sometimes you cannot trust your wife for the dinner.
那好多时候你不能信你的太太能。
But you can trust God.
但是你可以相信上帝。
He can supply you, supply you everything.
他会为你提供一切。
In Philippians chapter 4, he talked about chapter 4. Philippians
第四章讲到
My Lord will supply all your need according to the glory which is in Jesus Christ.
那里讲到的是我的神会充充足足的来提供你们一切的需要按照他的
But one condition, you have to trust.
有一个条件就是你要信
Without trust and faith, you cannot please God.
用圣经上讲呢，人非有信，不能讨神的喜乐。
You cannot bring joy to God.
也不能给神带来这个喜悦。
When my son does not trust me, I'm not happy.
如果我的儿子不相信我，我是不会高兴的。
After so many years, don't trust me.
这么多年下来，他是信我的。
That's why God is not happy when we don't trust him.
所以呢，就是神是不会喜悦的，如果人不相信他。
So the first thing is that you want to have all the blessing and the joy in your life, live by joy, you must trust God.
如果你想要在生命里面有喜乐、平安，那你必须要来相信神。
Why? Because he'll supply you.
因为你要知道他会供给你一切。
Everything you need.
供给你一切的需要。
Seek first his kingdom, all this will be given to you.
所以呢，先求他的国和他的义，其他需要的一切都要给你。
Amen, God.
他就是神。
You have happiness.
如果有神，你就有这个幸福。
Amen happiness. Amen happiness.
那如果你的目标只是幸福的话
，You lose God.
那你就忘记了上帝。
With you lose the happiness.
那最后呢，你没有失去了你的幸福。
Amen God. The earth will be thrown in for you.
那如果你的目标是神的话。地球就整个地上的事情都要为你效力。
In the earth, you will die and be miserable.
如果你的眼睛盯在地上的一切，你会死的。
That's why set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
所以你的眼目要盯在天上的事情，不要盯在地上的事情。
Not on material things.
不要盯着这些物质的东西。
Because in Him you find everything you need.
因为在他的里面，你会接受一切的供给。
That's why Paul in Philippians again, chapter 4, it says.
所以在这个腓立比书第四章，保罗继续讲到。
13.
在十三节。
I can do all things through Him.
我靠着呢，加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
He'll give me strength.
因为他会加给我力量。
And before that.
在那一节的前面。
Paul testified his life experience.
他就做他自己的见证。
And he has actually he's telling you a secret.
他告诉你一个秘密。
The secret is being content.
秘密就是要知足。
The secret is being sufficient.
那这叫知足，就是要就足够，常常要知道。
The secret is being rich.
那就是在心里面有富足。
Paul tells you to be rich. It's one. It's one.
什么？他呢要告诉你在哪个上有富足呢？
I once wrote a book how to reach to how to get rich slowly and surely.
那我可以写一本书，让你呢就是变得富有是慢慢的，但是肯定的。
No, I already wrote a book.
他曾经写了一本书。
And people have to subscribe it in my financial website.
但好多人就会在
Economy investment banking business.
曾经我在这个投资方面
，How to get rich slowly and surely？
但是我告诉他们，就是说怎么样一步一步的走向成功。
Very attractive。
那当时呢，非常吸引人。
But Jesus gave us an even better solution。
耶稣呢，给我们一个更好的解决方案。
Through Paul。
那就从这个从这个呃保罗使徒保罗
The secret is that
他说这个秘密在于
Listen, secret
这个是一个秘诀
Pay attention
你要注意了
To be content
他说的你要知足
Is rich
知足
And rich enough
就是丰富而且足够的丰富
To be content is rich and rich enough
那如果知足的话呢这是很丰富的很富有的而且是足够的富有
And Shakespeare also said Contentment with a little is rich
那包括莎士比亚也讲到如果在一点拥有一点点东西就知足的话呢那是真正的财富
And Paul also said in another verse in Hebrew said, He's talking in Timothy talking about toGodliness with contentment is great gain.
那在这个提摩太书里面呢，保罗也讲到，他说，金钱加上知足就是大利了。
It's great wealth.
就是非常大的利益。
To be content is great wealth.
知足这是一个大利。
And follow God.
那完了，你跟随神。
That's easy to understand, as a matter of fact.
那事实上很好理解。
Assuming you have a lot of money.
那你想想，你如果有很多的金钱。
Most people.They are rich. Means, do you think they are going to retire? No.
那好多富有的人
They will retire.
他们接着就带着钱财来退休
Do you think rich people won't shoplift?
啊，你就觉得他就没有什么问题
Do rich people don't want more money?
你认为他有足够的金钱，他就不要更多的金钱
Actually, most rich people are poor rich people.
你要知道很多的有钱人他们是非常
Why? Because that's never enough
因为他们永远都不足够
When you're never enough, you're always poor
因为永远都不足够你永远就是贫穷
When you're content, you're always rich
但是你知足的话呢你就是丰富的
Paul here talking about the secret is that in every situation
这里讲到呢在房事上
In Philippians chapter 4, okay?
在腓立比书第四章
the last part talking about I rejoice greatly in the Lord
他说我在主里面忙有了喜乐
And I say again I rejoice
他说我再次的讲要喜乐
Because I learned the secret of being content in whatever situation
因为我得了秘诀不论在什么样的环境我都能够知足
Whether being well fed
或丰富
Or being hungry
或不足
being rich
或者是在贫穷的时候富足的时候
in poverty
或者是贫穷
I can do all things because I'm content
他说能够做任何的事情因为我知足
I'm being thankful because God has supplied me according to the glory which in Jesus Christ
他说我非常的感恩因着神呢照着他丰盛的荣耀在基督里面供给我所需用的一切他因为知道主必然会供给他
And Jesus said If I watch over a sparrow
那耶稣讲他说因为天父能够看顾一个飞鸟麻雀
Do you think I will look after you?
难道我不会看顾你吗
That's common sense
那这是一个常识
It's just not my faith
但是好多时候我们没有信心
We have little faith.
好多时候我们有很少很少的信心。
We believe a small part.
我们相信的神是一个非常小的神。
Well, I better do something before God is not enough. First, I do things when things not work out, ask God.
那是好多时候我们就是说没有依靠神，自己想做。
Why don't you ask God first in everything?
那为什么不会先来？
Seek first.
来问他呢？因为你要来。
Come to Him first.
先要来寻求他的面
Before you make the sale
啊，你在做买卖的时候先来寻求他的面
You know what the Bible said God will answer every prayer without exception
那圣经讲呢他会来垂听每一个祷告毫不例外
He will consider every prayer without exception
他会考虑每一个人的祷告不会有例外
And consider your need
他会考虑你的需要
Consider the situation
他会考虑你的环境他也会考虑别人的需要
He will grant and refuse your prayer
所以呢他会来完成 成全你的祷告。
That's why in true faith，
所以呢，在真正的信心里面
，God's no is a yes。
所以神好多时候即使
，It's good for you，
也是你的第一个 yes， 因为他
save you a lot of trouble，
他让你呢免于很多的麻烦。
Because he knows the future based on his wisdom， he knows the future。
因为他从头知道的，他知道将来。
And also he loves you，
因为他爱你。
That's why，
所以呢
，he has the best interest in mind when he say no is yes。
所以呢，他在他的里面就是就你最好的一个结果，最好的答案。所以说，
better,
他说不的时候也是是。
Then sooner or later you know，
更好，你迟早你会知道。
Maybe 5 years from now。
或者是5年以后。
But God has always given us the best。
神会给你最好。
But the problem, we don't want the best。
好多时候呢，我们人不想要最好。
We don't want the second best。
我们有时候甚至不想要次好。
I love this girl。
有时候觉得，哎呀，我就是爱这个女孩子。
But the girl's married。
但是这个女孩子已经结婚了。
Then you find all kind of reasons to justify。
你可能找一个任何的借口，试图要来。合理化。
Someone gave you some money。
有人给你一些金钱。
Free lunch。
是的，是这个免费的午餐。
You say I'll take it, you know, nothing wrong with that。
也就是说，哦，这个没有问题。
Hey, today's God is with me. I'm lucky day。
你就说今天是一个幸运的日子。
No。
小心。
Follow His way。
你要来跟随他。
Trust Him。
你要来信靠他。
Be content with what you have。
你要有的知足。
Because he's all sufficient, God will supply you with everything.
因为他是一个全能的神，他要提供给你一切所需用的。
I can promise you, you can reach if you pay me the money first.
那有人会说，你如果先出钱的话，我会告诉你，你会富有。
A lot of people will pay the subscription fee.
事实上，好多人呢就是这个付这个金付钱在网站上。
I know it's not going to work.
那我知道它这个东西不 work.
Depends on what situation.
但因为后面有好多的变化。
But God's promise is not a human promise.
但是神给你的应许呢，它不是人的。
Trust in Him.
那你要来信靠他。
Don't trust circumstances.
也不要来信靠这个。
Don't trust people.
也不要去信靠这个。
Don't even trust yourself.
甚至不要来信靠你自己。
Trust Him, read His word.
但信靠他，读他的话语。
Your life will be abundant.
你的生命将是一个丰盛的生命。
That's why you're rich.
那你就是一个。
To be content is rich and rich enough.
知足就是丰富有，而且足够的富有。
That's why God has another name.
所以神有另外一个名字。
In Hebrew, the Jewish know God as El Shaddai.
所以呢，在这个希伯来文里面，就是这个这个神的有一个名字叫做。
Shaddai is the breath of the mother.
El Shaddai 就是说，就是母亲的乳汁、乳房。
It means God is like a mother. He is always giving, always giving you, always providing.
就是说，圣就像一个母亲一样，不断不断的供给。
So the theologian they translate this as is an all-sufficient God.
所以呢，神学家就把它翻译作常常足够供给你的神。
It's all giving God.
这是全能的神，全
给。God is an all giving God.
他是一个全能全给的神。
And He's your father.
他是你的父亲。
That's why He'll take care of you.
所以他会来照顾你的需要。
Actually, you're a rich king.
所以呢，你是一个富二代。
Because God is your father.
因为上帝是你的父亲。
He'll supply you everything.
他会供给你一切。
Except you don't have faith.
那就是需要你的信心。
Now you will have faith.
现在你要有信心。
Because you read the Bible.
因为你读圣经。
Because you believe the Bible.
因为你相信。
Because the Holy Spirit is spirit of faith.
那因为你知道这个圣灵是赐给你的信心。
He'll keep empowering you to have more faith in God.
他会不断的来加力量给你，有更多的信心赐给你。
To please God.
去能够讨神的喜悦。
Another thing Paul wanted.Share with us is about in chapter 4 again, Philippians. It talks about how he's going to live a happy life, lived by the Spirit. 另外 joy。
另外在腓立比书第四章，保罗继续的阐述，就是他怎么样靠着圣灵过一个充满喜乐的生活。
It's Philippians chapter 4:4。
在第四章第四节。
Okay, I don't have it ready. 4:4。
第四章第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
We can read together.
我再说。
1, 2, 3。
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Go on, keep going.
Rejoice.
Six.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Yeah, that's good. The next portion we're going to read there too. Right, first part, this first part.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
One of the Christian characters rejoice in the Lord.
那基督徒呢，有一个生命里面、品格里面的特征，就是常常的喜乐，在主里面。
Rejoice always.
而且常常的喜乐。
Not only Paul talks about rejoice, he says rejoice always.
那不仅仅是要喜乐，而是常常喜乐。
Again, you must rejoice.
而且说你还要喜乐。
Why? Very simple.
很简单。
All you need to do is do not worry first. Remember.
所以第一件事情呢，不要忧虑。
Because the worry is the opposite of joy.
那这个忧虑呢，就是喜乐的一个方面。
Remember Jesus, do not, in Matthew chapter 5, do not worry about what you eat, what you drink, what you wear.
在这个马太福音第五章特别的讲到，就是不要为吃穿这些东西去发愁。
Because God is in charge.
因为神在掌权。
Paul only just repeat the parable of Jesus.
所以保罗呢，只是来重复，来解释耶稣所讲。
He says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice.
所以他说，你要在主里面喜乐，而且要我再说。
It's a teaching of Paul and also is his experience.
这是保罗的教导，也是他的经历。
It's a command too.
也是一个命令。
Rejoice in the Lord. One thing you have to do, all you need to do, just present. Do not worry about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. Not even anxious.
就是说，你不要留恋世界上这些东西，不要这个
In everything,
在所有的事情上
present your request.
把你的祷告带到神的面前
To the Lord of the Lord, King of the Lord, King of the King, the Creator of the universe.
带到万主之主、万王之王、创造天地的神面前
Present your request to the Sovereign Lord.
那把你的这个需要呢，带到全能者的面前
He's in charge. That's why he's
in charge.
And after that,
所以呢
with prayer and petition,
所以呢，你就凡事要祷告祈求感恩。
Do not worry, present your request in a prayer form and petition. You may pray for each other.
那这里呢，我们就是说，不要去犹豫，但是要靠着祷告祈求，把一切带到神面前。
Pray for yourself and pray for other people.
为自己祷告，也为别人祷告。
In everything,
在所有的事上
，not just something.
不是在一些事情，所有的事情。
When you're shopping,
那在你在这个购物的时候。
When you're parking,
啊，在这个停车的时候。
When you're in a morning meeting,
那在早上开会的时候。
When you go for vacation,
在这个旅行的时候。
When you study in school,
在学校学习的时候。
In everything,
所有的事情。
God wants you to meet him, to be with him.In every minute, everything, 24/7.
就是在二十四小时七天呢，都要这样。
That's why you don't need long prayer.
所以呢，你不需要很长很长的祷告。
Short prayer is the best.
所以呢，你可以做简短的祷告最好。
Lord help me.
神啊，你就帮助。
That's called breath prayer.
那就是说最简单的祷告。
Sometimes you don't say, No, I don't know how to ask.
好多时候你说我不知道怎么样祷告。
In your spirit.
在你的灵里面。
But the Bible said, actually, this is the time that God is closest to you.
那所以呢，这种情况下你不懂怎么祷告时呢，神和你最亲。
When you don't know, God knows.
当你不明白的时候，神最明白。
When we know a little bit, God does not know all.
那你知道一点点的时候呢，神却知道所有的。
If you know everything, you don't need God.
如果你知道所有的，你就不需要神。
But when you don't know nothing, you want God.
所以当你不知道的时候，你就需要神。
So try and bad times good for you.
所以呢，有些这种试炼是对你有好处。
Now you need God.
现在你需要神。
You don't know nothing.
那你你就不会依靠别的东西。
You say God, I cannot do it. Let you do it.
也就是说，神啊，我不行，你来。
Now God say, now finally you let go of your hand.
神说，你把你的手拿走。
I can feel everything.
我就可以充满一切。
You let go of your mouth, I can feel you.
你让你的嘴张开。
You let go of your heart, I can feel your heart.
让你的心打开，我要充满你的心。
So God wants to feel you.
所以神要来充满。
So.God knows exactly what you want. When you pray, and when you don't know how to pray, actually the Holy Spirit will be praying for you on your behalf, and the Holy Spirit knows the Spirit of God. That's why His prayer is better than yours.
所以呢，当你不知道如何祷告的时候呢，圣经上讲，圣灵用说不出的叹息在你的里面祷告，他的祷告比你的更好。
That's Romans 8.
所以呢，罗马书第五第八章讲。
That's why sometimes do nothing.
所以好多时候呢，你不需要做任何事情。
Do less.
那你甚至要少做。
Trust more.
那你要相信他更多。
Do less, accomplish more.
那你当你做的少的时候，你其实成就的更多。
Do nothing.
那好多时候你需要做不做任何的事。
God will accomplish everything.
但是神要给你成就一切。
It's the reverse.
那这个是一个相反的一个法则。
God don't want to trust us. Trust us.
那神让我们不要信靠我们自己。
Maybe a lot of the motivation speaker Tony Robbins want you to trust yourself.
那很多的这种叫做正面思考的人呢，常常告诉你，你要来信任你自己。
Because he can sell his book.
因为他可以卖他的书。
But he, after his many many times he was trouble, all kind of thing, and he cannot even he have to take drug. He's in depression.
他自己呢，我并不能把生活搞在一起，好多时候他自己
有毒品。My friend，
那我们的朋友，我们不能依靠上。
We believe the God of the universe。
我们相信创造宇宙的神。
That's why when we pray, we just present our request. At all time we pray, 24 hours we pray. And when you don't know what to do, even better, you just tell God, God, I don't know what to do.You tell you have.
所以你需要常常的祷告，把你的需要带到神的面前。即使不知道如何祷告，你就是神的帮助。
Remember, first, do not worry.
第一个呢，记住不要忧虑。
Secondly, present your request in prayer and in petition.
第二个呢，把你的祷告祈求带到神的面前。
In everything.
在所有的事情。
Not in just important thing.
不仅仅是重要的事情，所有的事情，所有的事情。
And one more thing we forget, we always forget is.With thanksgiving.
那第三个呢？我们好多时候忘记的，就是我们要常常有一个感恩的心。
We only come to think about thanksgiving in the Thanksgiving weekend.
好多时候我们直接的来感恩，就是在感恩节的时候。
It's once a year.
就是一年一次。
Even that time, we just go to party.
那好多时候我们也忘记了，我们去了舞会。
Enjoy the holiday.
啊，只是去这个享受我们的度假。
God wants us to.Be thankful at all times.
这是要我们呢常常的感恩。
Because the most thankful people is the most joyful person.
所以常常感恩的人就是喜乐的人。
When you are thankful, you are joyful, you are content.
当你能有个感恩的心的时候呢，你就会很
喜乐。You have positive energy.
而且你会有个正面的思想，常常在。
You don't need yoga.
你不需要来练瑜伽。
You need only the word of God.
你只需要神的话语。
You don't need motivation speaker.
你也不需要那些正面积极思考。
You need God's word.
你需要神的话。
Because God's word is packed with power.
因为神的话是带着能力的。
Because God's word is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为神的话就是圣灵的宝剑。
By God's word, the world is created.
因为靠神的话，世界立。
That's why Jesus said, "Man does not live on bread alone."
所以耶稣讲呢。 人活着不是单靠食物
，but live on every word，
靠神口里所出的一切话
，come from the mouth of God，
神口里所出的
，God's word has power，
神的话带着能力
，because it is full of life，
因为充满了生命
，because a living word，
它是活的道
，the motivation of the word is a dead word。
那些正面积极思考的讲员，他们讲的是死的话
，because they all die，
因为他们都要死。
God's word is living，
神的话是活的。
Because God's word is the Holy Spirit's breath，
因为圣灵吹气在这上面。
So we thanksgiving，
所以呢，我们就要感恩。
When you're thankful, you're most joyful。
当你有感恩的心的时候，你就是最喜乐的人。
Once I talked to one of my professor, J.I. Packer。
有一次我跟我的一个教授J.I. Packer讲。
After finished his class, and we just went to the bus stop。
我们课堂结束以后呢，我们就在巴士站。
He is the bestseller author。
他是一个非常畅销书的作者。
You can buy it anywhere in the bookstore in the world。
他在全世界的地方都可以买到他的书。
I ask him one question。
我就问他一个问题。
Dr. Packer。
我就说这个博士。
What do we need most on the Western society? What do we need?
在这个西方社会里面最需要什么
？And he think in around 2-3 seconds.
他两三秒钟他就回答我。
We forgot to give thanks.
他说我们忘记了感恩。
We don't know how to appreciate.
我们不知道怎么样去。
We take it for granted.
感恩，我们好多时候呢就是说习以为常。
We want more and more and more, that's why we always poor.
所以呢，我们要更多更多，所以我们就很。
We want more, more, more. That's why we always stress.
所以呢，我们要更多，所以呢，我们很多的压力。
We want more, more, because we are always anxious.
那好多时候呢，我们就更多的这个，更多的利息。
The high cost, high standard living is a high cost of high anxiety living.
那好多人这个生活的标准很高，那要付上很大的代价，很多的忧虑。
Too much debt.
很多的、
Too much worry.
很多的债务。
Too much credit card loan.
很多的信用卡的。
We all stress ourselves.
我们自己都被压力
压着。
我们怎么能够幸福呢
？So Bible is different.
所以是
thankful.
但是要感恩。
Be content with what you have.
有的你就。
Enough is enough.
就知足就是。感恩
the contented person is the one who is the most joyful and happy, most thankful. That's why he is happy or she is happy.
知足的人就常有喜乐平安在他的心，所以他会幸福。
And to be rich is being content.
所以呢，要想富有，就是要知足。
Is it not?
Amen. Amen.
That's all right. Okay, we stop right here. Okay, thank you.
感谢主，感谢主，阿门，可以。谢谢，谢谢丹肯，给丹肯一个掌声好不好？感谢主。
Thank you, brother Duncan.
丹肯是从他心里面讲。
Duncan can share from his heart.
那真的是我们很多人都有经历啊。
Actually, many of us we have experienced.
我把今天所讲的、听到的
today, all we have received,
放在心里面，求神给我们更大的信心。
We ask God to give us faith.
那所有人都是从信心而来。
All comes from through faith.
所有人都是从信心而来。
All from faith.
信就得着。
If you believe, it will be given.
特别是喜乐。
Especially joy.
我就做一个小小的见证。
I would like to share a little testimony.
其实是昨天我们在这边的祷告会，早上祷告会。
Yesterday we had our prayer meeting here.
我们有几个弟兄一直在分享。
We have some brothers here. We were sharing.
我们讲到怎么样去传福音。
We're talking about how to share gospel.
那有几个人，我们生命里的人信主，是因为看到另外人的生命里面的喜乐。
Believe God because they see the life in different.
我曾经有一个师母，他在香港是电视台的名人。
A pastor's wife, and she's a celebrity in Hong Kong.
他和他先生都是在电视台的主持人。
She and her husband, they both were hosts on TVs.
那个时候他们生活各方面都物质上都很棒。
They had a very good rich life.
但是他每一次跟他的一个朋友接触的时候呢,
Every time when they were their friends,
那个基督徒的朋友呢, 让他感觉到他很贫穷。
Their Christian friend made them feel they.
他每一次他说我这么富裕，但一跟他在一起，我就感觉到 我好像缺什么东西。
Every time when they are with a friend, they feel poor, feel they lack of something.
而且我缺的是最重要的东西。
And they lack of the most important thing.
所以弟兄姐妹，神会把这个他自己的灵放在我们的里面。
God will give you His Spirit.
给我们喜乐平安。
Give us joy.
他也会丰富的供给我们。
He will provide us.
所以我们祷告，我们不要worry。
So we pray, we don't worry.
对，好多的东西我们眼睛看见了，还没有来到。Many
things we cannot see, they will come.
你可能还有好多的事情要去等着你去解决。Many
things that you need to resolve.
你可能看到我的学业等在前面，我真的很困难能够来完成我的学业。
Your education is hard to finish it.
所以我也祷告了。
So we pray.
我还是要很大的压力，还要完成这样一个学业。
No matter what the stress or pressure, we still go through.
有的人看到了我的儿子、我的女儿，就是不听话。
Hard to see my children; they don't listen, don't obey.
我祷告了，他们还是不听话。
I pray they don't listen.
有的人说我的婚姻的关系。
When you say my marriage,
我已经祷告很多次年了。
I pray for many years.
还是没有改善。
So nothing changed.
但是弟兄姐妹，就是今天弟兄姐妹，我们会不断的来经历。
We will go through, we will experience together, continue.
所以我们中间有很多见证。
Among us, we have many testimonies.
那有的这个应许是很快就来临。
And some of them, the promise will come soon.
有的需要一年的时间。
Some may take 1 year.
有的5年、10年，
some may 5 years or 10 years.
但是弟兄姐妹，信靠神，永不羞愧。
Brothers and sisters, believe in our God, we have no shame.
我自己也有很多的见证。
I also have many testimonies.
那我就觉得，包括我和我的师母的婚姻。
Also my marriage.
我们讲过我们的故事，我们恋爱见面第3次就讲谈婚姻婚嫁。
The first dating, the third dating, we talk about marriage.
一个星期，第一个星期见一次面，第二个星期见，第三个星期我就送他一朵玫瑰花，就是我们结婚吧。
Every week we met, and the third week we, I just propose to
propose
to her.
Actually, the third time.
Third time.
6个月以后就结婚了。
After six. Six months we got married.
结婚以后发现我们的差别实在太大。
We got married, we found out we were so different.
那婚礼也很美。
And the wedding ceremony is beautiful.
完了以后，度蜜月也很美。
After that, the honeymoon was beautiful.
回来以后要把东西要搬到新的家里面。
When we moved to a new place,
发现冲突开始。
We found out the conflicts began.
但是信心。
But faith.
那我们就是信心，不断的信心。
Continue to believe God will give us.
在这个过程里面，并不容易。
During the process, it's hard, not easy.
但是呢，我们按照神的话去。But
according to God's word, we will do it.
去不断的爱，不断的宽恕。
Continue to love, continue to forgive.
不断的道歉。
Continue to asking for apologies.
不断的交给神。
We give it to God. We continue to. Apologize. I'm not asking for
apology.
So until today, everything is beautiful. It's because we walk by.
那现在先显的话，就是说，真的，我说，如果再找一个人结婚的话，还是要找死。
If I could have another chance for another marriage, I would still find Susan.
Still married.
still married.
为什么？因为证明这是圣派。
Because
this is culture.
This is worthy through God.
神要我们终将要来靠着信心就战胜很多的。
God wants us. God wants us to conquer everything by faith.
所以弟兄姐妹呢，鼓励弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you.
看到神的应许还没来临的时候。
When you see the promise, although it's not coming yet.
继续祷告。
Continue to pray.
继续感恩。
Continue giving thanks.
刚才弟兄讲的，神一定听了我们的祷告。
Father Duncan just showed that God, He will listen to our prayer. He has listened.
不管是大的祷告，是他已经听了。
And no matter big things or small things,
他已经在做。
He has been doing it.
但是我们有一个错觉。
But we may have delusion.
我们有一个错觉，神做事情呢不需要时间。
And we may think God doesn't need time to do anything.
事实上，神其实不需要什么时间。
But of course, in fact, God doesn't need time.
或者是很需要很短的时间。
But maybe just short time.
他创造天地也就六天就创造。
Created heaven and earth just in six days.
他要给你这个东西不是很容易吗
？It isn't it easy for God to give you this?
所以我们有一个错觉，我们常常一信神啊，你是全能，为什么现在不给我？
God, your Almighty God, why don't you give it to me right now?
他不是他被给，他不给。
But not because he doesn't give it to you. He's preparing.
他在预备别人，也在预备。
He's preparing others and also preparing you.
他也在预备。
He also preparing you.
预备你，你能够不能够承受这个？
So that you can take this blessing.
我认识一个牧师。
I know a pastor.
他不仅是很爱主，是一个牧师，而且他很富裕。
Not only he loves God, he is also rich.
他发明的这个产品，
he invented.
像在全世界有几千万人用他的产品。
The product has been used by many people in the world.
所以他一个产品上一两分钱的话，几千万人他就是很多钱。
Just one or two cents, but because so many people, so he can earn a lot.
他常常告诉年轻人。
So, but he.
第一件事情不要求的就是求福音，不要求福音。
Encouraging young man, the first thing that you don't ask is the richness.
钱财毁掉的人太多。
Because money will corrupt a lot.
因为好多人不能成为钱财的管家。
Because money cannot be a good manager of money.
我想大家知道现在最显著的一个现象叫做中国的富二代。
You have know the.Apparent example is like the second generation, the rich generation in China.
大家如果你看到这个富二代的话，
the second generation,
我不是论断， 好多时候你没有办法去羡慕他们任何的东西。
You cannot appreciate anything from them.
因为他们不能成为钱财的管家。
They cannot be the real manager of money.
是不是？所以神要预备你。
So God is preparing you.
预备的过程里面，神让你来给我爱。
This is the process.
给我更大的信心。
You should pray, God, give me faith.
对不对？更多的喜乐。
Give me joy.
更多的智慧。
And more wisdom.
能够来承载这一切。
So that you can carry this.
让这些东西来临的时候呢，他要真正祝福到我。
When the blessing comes, it will really bless you.
不是来摧毁我。
Not corrupt you.
而且让我要成为别人的祝福。
So that I will also be a blessing to others.
那好多人能够听得懂。
But many can understand.
所以给神时间。
So you should give God time.
那神呢？好多时候在这个制作的过程，他不跟你交流，说为什么我要用这么多的时间
？But God, He cannot talk to you. You don't know why He needs so much time.
好多时候是好的，神不告诉你，那为什么花这么多时间
？Actually, God doesn't tell you. He doesn't tell you why he needs that many time.
你知道不知道？如果神提前把好多他做的事情告诉你，你就吓坏了。
Do you know if God told you in advance and you will be scared?
所以我感谢主呢，就是神让我们结婚很快，不知道很多。
For us, we got married so fast, but we didn't know much of each other.
如果我跟她约会三年的话，我肯定不会结婚。
If I've been dating her for 3 years, probably I could not marry her. Because we were so different.
Our
background was so different. So God has great
wisdom.
So you just let it happen. You didn't know much. So sometimes God let things happen.
It
happens very slowly. But if you know it, if you know it, you don't know how to handle it.
对不起, 我讲的也不完全,
so I'm not completely right.
为什么? 因为我不能说,
because I don't know everything.
但是我知道神在我身上做过一些事情，我慢慢体会到， 他在做， 但是呢, 他有他的时间，
but he has his schedule.
你是不是非常的感恩？
Are you
好多事情没有在你过去发生，是现在发生。
And many things didn't happen now aren't happening.
你想想，如果我在10岁的时候就碰到我的太太就结婚， 那是不是一个 disaster？
Imagine when I was 10 years old, I married my wife. Would it be a disaster?
所以你知道，神在留他的时候，对不对？哎，他让你在不同的地方成长。
He let you grow up in different places.
哦，完了以后到特定的时候你就碰见。
In specific place and time.
两个人都在不同的环境里面得到教育，受到塑造，一定的成熟。
And when they mature,
两个人都能 handle,
when they both can handle things,
在谈恋爱的时候，他会知道，我是不是在骗他。
So,
我也知道他是不是在骗我。
So I can understand whether she's
sincere or not.
Sincere or not.
为什么? 因为神一直去预备20多年，让我们能够mature，这时候你才能够结婚，是不是？
So that we get mature.
财富也是。
Marriage also is the same for
财富有财富的道，
for wealth, it has the same there's a way for wealth.
或者你的关系， 也有他的道。
For relationship, there was a way for them.
所以神在预备我。
God is preparing them.
所以在这个过程里面呢，不要失去信心，要求神加给我们信心。所以我们一起来通信的时候发现呢，神不让我们羞愧。圣经圣经，依靠耶和华的必不至羞愧。The
Bible says, those who do things by the law will not
所以呢，我们就要做一个聪明人。So
we should be smart.
聪明人呢，就是事情还未发生的时候呢，我们就喜乐。Smart
person, before things happen, we have joy.
我们就有平安。We
have peace.
因为我信他。Because
we believe God.
是不是？这就是信心。This
is a faith.
因为你看到我们孩子那种单纯的信心， 孩子为什么会这么愉快？
They are pure heart. Why the children are so happy?
因为他相信他的父母。
Because they trust their parents.
他说：“爸爸，我们学校里面要收一个新的一个费用， 我们要去哪里哪里一个 trip。”
They are going to collect money for a trip.
我们就说：“我没问题，你去玩吧。”
We say, "Yeah, sure, just go ahead."
他就会去玩了。
And they, so they play.
他不会睡觉睡到一半，我爸爸会说：“你给我付钱吗？”
Sleeping at night, they woke up. He just wondering, my parents are going to give me the money?
爸爸，你给我钱吗？
Daddy, daddy, are you giving me the money?
确定你给我钱吗？
Are you sure you were giving me the money?
给。
Yes, yes, I will.
第二天又说，爸爸，你确定你给我钱吗？
And if the son is still asking it, Daddy, are you sure you're giving me the money?
对，做爸爸的就会怎么样？
The parent.
就会很难过。The
father will feel very.
这就是刚才弟兄讲圣经讲为什么人非有信不能讨神的喜悦。So
if you don't have faith, you cannot please God.
所以人对父母没有信任的时候，父母非常不喜悦。So
if your children don't have trust in the parents,
如果说我们的孩子不信任我们，
so if my children,
说明我们的关系之间有很多的裂痕。That
means there is something.
所以我们要来补救这种关系，
so we need to repair the relationship,
重建信任，
rebuild the trust.
我们跟神也是一样，
It is the same for us.
今天我们不断地在建立这种信任。
So we need to build this trust.
所以呢，我们弟兄姐妹，就是神的话，绝不是它不会食言。
God's word will never.
我们下面呢，有花一点时间，我们就为我们这个一些事情来祷告。
Now let's just divide into groups and pray for things.
主啊，是这种感谢你赞美。
Lord, thank you and I praise you.
主啊，是的主，因为你已经做成了一切。
You have done everything.
主啊，仍非有心不能讨神的喜悦。
If we don't have faith, we cannot please you.
主啊，是的主，我们承认我们的信心不足。
Yes, Lord, we admit we don't have enough faith.
你来加给我们信心。
Increase our faith.
圣灵再次的充满。
Holy Spirit filled us.
我们再次把我们的需用所有的事情带到你的跟前。
Present to you all our needs.
你来帮助我们。
Help us.
也垂听我们下面的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名。